Stacey and Jay Spoo.
It's a nice one coming through from Leona Lewis. Better in Time, The Night We Met, Lord Huron, all to the mix. It's almost 12 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. The weekend is just around the corner. Hang out Jay Spoo on a Thursday. And on a Thursday, before the week wraps up, we like to get into other people's Zindabas. Zindabas are nice when they're not ours. And today's confession is going to have you going, damn. Some people do work at difficult environments.
Confessions.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, so you know the deal. I give you a situation from the wildest streets of Mzansi. You get to weigh in, share your thoughts, and the person who is going through the situation, hopefully listening, gets to take away information to help them make a better decision. So here is today's confession. It goes, so I work as a car mechanic, and I've got a confession that's been eating me. At our workshop, when clients bring their cars in for overnight repairs, my boss makes us siphon out a few liters of fuel from their tanks. He's got a side hustle, sells the fuel to some truck drivers that he knows. I told him I wasn't comfortable doing it. It feels wrong. It's basically stealing, isn't it? But he turned around and said, if I ever refuse again or open my mouth about it, I will lose my job. Now, here's my problem. I need this job. The money keeps my family afloat. But every time I hold the hose and drain someone's petrol, I feel like I'm losing a piece of myself. What would you do if you were me? Keep quiet and keep your job, or risk everything to do what's right? I already have my thoughts about it. Yes, it is thievery. Yes, you're being exploited. And I suppose the difficult thing here is that in South Africa, unemployment is so high, bro, and jobs are scarce. Like, walking away is not an easy option, you know? So I understand that from a climate perspective, that's where the difficulty lies, really. But I'll share my thoughts a bit later on in terms of what I reckon the guy must do. But if you relate, understand, I'm sure you have an opinion, and I'm sure you have a lot to say about it, even if you haven't been through the situation, right? Share your thoughts, unfiltered, 061-792-9495. Sean, welcome to East Coast Radio. How are you doing, my friend?
How's it? How are you, Spoo?
Hey, man, we're good. We've got a tight situation in our hands, all the way from Richards Bay. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Okay, I'm sort of with my experience first, then I'll give my opinion on what you should do. Right? Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay, about 10 years back, my grandparents left me a whole sum of money, but my family stole it. I trusted them blatantly, so I had no clue about it. Mm. Absolutely no clue about it. This year, small bits of evidence are coming to light. And I'm going to win. And the worst case scenario is they're going to end up in prison or homeless. Eesh. Now, what I'm telling you is, no matter how many years it takes, the truth always comes out. What's done in the dark will always come out in the light.
Yeah.
So do what is right. Do keep your principles, otherwise you'll never live with yourself, bro. No use earning a whole lot of money when you can't live with yourself. Do what's right, and God will make a way. Tell the truth, God will make a way. Have faith. He always does. Look what happened to me. 10 years it took. It'll take time, but it always comes out right. In the end, everything works out. And if it doesn't work out, it's not the end. Do what is right.
Yeah. Listen, shout out to you for sharing your story. And I'm happy that justice is being served in your story.
But the thing is, if the truth came out in the beginning, the money would have been shared and everybody would have got me.
Yeah.
Everybody would have been happy. Now they're either going to end up homeless or in prison, and look at the trouble they cause. It's 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Don't do what's wrong.
So
keep your principles
and live with
stuff.
I agree with you, the sentiment of speak the truth before it's too late. Now back to the situation today, right? This guy's job is on the line. If he tells the truth, his boss is going to fire him, that he won't be able to take care of his family. If you analyze the situation, like if you can give me at least two things that need to follow each other, that he needs to do to make sure that when he does tell the truth, something good happens. Whether someone is put in jail, and he still can look for work going forward.
From what I can see, from how I analyze the situation, right? Let's look at it logically. If he discloses everything, his reputation will be picked up. Automatically, people will want to hire him because they can see him as a principal man, as a man who stands up for what is right, even though he risks losing everything. So they can see he is much better than most people. Secondly, he's willing to risk everything for what is right. So I say, disclose everything, send some people to jail, then learn their lesson, and I guarantee you, I give my promise to you, God will make a way. He will get another job in time. You may have to suffer for a few months, but in time your reputation will pick up, people will hear about you, and people will hire you, not only for the salary you want, but they'll give you 10 times more, because you're a principal man.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean, all the way from Richards Bay, for sharing your thoughts and opinion. Respect that. Also, incredible story. Shout out for justice being served. All the way from Morningside, we have Byron. Byron, my friend, you heard what Sean had to say. Where do you land on this? Do you relate to today's situation?
It's quite a hectic situation. I won't lie, Jess, but it's going hard on everybody. Good in yourself, Jay. Good in yourself. You're doing well. The situation is, it's very, seems like a complex situation, but I personally fall on the line of morals stand for everything in our lives. Mm. And if we're willing to let go of morals for money, or if we, in the sense of the money is his income at the end of the month, that's the money that he obviously needs to get in. Mm. But if he's willing to let go of his morals for that money, he's going to be teaching himself bad things. He's going to be teaching his children bad things. At the end of the day, morals is everything. Morals are, it says who we are and what we stand for.
Yeah. So you reckon he must just tell on his boss, find another job perhaps, and move on, do the right thing?
Well, I think if he doesn't do the right thing, it will catch up with him eventually, like the other gentleman said at the end of the day. At the end of the day, someone who's being evil, and if you want to follow an evil man and do what an evil man says, you are no less evil than that man.
Bars there, my friend. Thank
I think that
so
for me is a very, 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 yeah, very, yeah, very nah, big nah. one. That if somebody says, I want you to shoot this man for me because of this circumstance, and you go and shoot that man for that circumstance, you are just as bad as the person that has told you to do it. You've actually committed the crime, in a sense.
I hear you, man.
It's easy to say that an authoritative figure or somebody that has more authority than me has told me to do this, and I have done it. But at the end of the day, we are our own authority. We are authority to ourselves.
So
we need to decide what morals we buy and how we actually do all of this.
All right. In case you're joining us right now, a mechanic admits that his boss forces staff to siphon fuel from customers overnight and sell the petrol and the fuel illegally. The mechanic feels very deeply guilty and considers it to be theft, but he fears losing his job if he refuses or reports it. He's torn between keeping quiet to support his family and doing what's the right thing. What do you think about our brother's situation? Yes. On the line, we have Lenore from, she's the CV lady from Durban. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Lenore?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
Hey, yeah. People have said many things about today's situation. What are your thoughts?
Okay, Shane. So I have heard the situation. It's a terrible situation. First of all, I sympathize. It's horrible. But unlike the callers who have said, follow your morals, leave your job, I also understand that when there's no food in the house, when there is no rent to be paid, you cannot say I have to leave my job because of that.
Yeah.
What I would suggest from an HR side, from the professional side, have something in writing, even if it's a WhatsApp, just a WhatsApp informal, say, you know, I just to say to the boss, I really don't like what we're doing. Let's try and not do it. Something that you keep as evidence.
As proof.
To prove to say, I wasn't happy with it, however it was with my boss. Basically, my boss was forcing me to do it type of thing if it ever comes up. But the main thing is you put your CV out there and you look crazy for another job.
Yeah.
Same job. I would never suggest anybody leave a job, even if you are unhappy, even if they're doing ethical things.
Yeah.
It's the reality. Even if you need to take a huge drop in salary, get into something else.
Yeah.
then you can work your way up.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
Sam, unfortunately, I cannot say to people, leave your job. Yeah. I've had so many cases where people leave their job, they're unhappy with the boss, unhappy with something's happening, and then you're out of a job for months.
Yeah, and then what? Happening? And then what?
Absolutely. You know who's paying the bills?
It's
who's
a tough situation.
Providing food.
Yeah, and some might say telling someone to leave their job just because it's uncomfortable is an irresponsible thing to do if you look at the economy and the state of the country at the moment. All right,
I would say get your CV ready.
Yeah.
Look for any other job.
All right.
Just so that you get out of there, and then you can always step your way up eventually.
Thank you so much, Lenore, the CV lady from Durban.
And all the best for the
we can only hope.
Yeah.
Hey, showcase. So on the other side, we have Brandon, all the way from Morningside. Morningside is looking, his name is not Morningside. Brandon, what do you think? Sorry.
So expect the guy to tell on his boss. It's not easy to find another job. Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, the only thing we can hope for, you know, a lot of people do monitor their vehicles when they take it into the mechanic. They check mileage, they check fuel.
Yeah.
Someone will catch up to him sooner or later.
Someone will see,
someone will see. It's as much as we could say, like, you know, you should do the right thing, but doing the right thing is not going to feed his family. It's a difficult one, you know. I mean, it's like you see, support that person, you could lose your job. And your livelihood. I mean, you got a family to worry about.
Yeah. All right. So I get where you're coming from, Brandon. We're going to get final thoughts from you. If you have anything to say, please chime in 061-792-9495. One thing I'm going to say before we get into your traffic, feeding your family with stolen bread or money still leaves your soul hungry.
If the guy doesn't do the right thing, it might end up that if he's caught, his manager will blame it all on him. So rather say the truth now than face the consequences later.
That's cool. I think it's a matter of principle. If you can't look your children in the eye, you know, that you're doing honest work, and what's the point, you know?
Guys, he needs to find another job, and then he needs to tell on this guy.
Hi, Josebu. It's Leanne here. I think this gentleman is in a very, very sticky situation. However, I agree with the other callers. Time for him to look for another job. And when he's got that, to then go and report this man and the business. Alternatively, hoping some company who is listening has got a job for this man and can make the whole process happen quicker. Morals are the most important. All the best to him. Thanks.
All right, morals are the most important thing, according to majority of KZN. Thank you so much for your feedback.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.